6, 8, 5.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
Okay.
So,
gnarly.
Bad, gnarly.
Good,
gnarly.
No.
Sometimes good, gnarly. Sometimes bad, gnarly. Like fried chicken, gnarly. Tesla's gnarly.
Talkies.
Gnarly.
Okay.
I'm just going to go get my walker and
right?
just die, I guess.
I need to go, I don't know, do
hey,
something
old. One guy in, what was it?
Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
You know Cat's Eye? Okay. Okay, so last time, you all made it to this safe house, and then you were kind of introduced a little bit to what you were going to be tasked with. After which, you all hid in the closet and were teleported to the wilderness, where you walked through, investigated this camp that was left by the previous party, got some information, and then walked up to the mansion. Jealous of my mansion.
Also, me in a closet, that's how you know this is fantasy. And
we do not support going in closets unless it's in a fantasy world to be teleported to fight evil. So, you kind of looked around and then started on the first floor. You investigated most of the rooms here, found some things, bought some things, adopted a sword.
Stabby.
That's right.
Stabby.
We did do that.
Unfortunately, like, so we forgot to switch your stat around.
Oh, that's okay.
We'll do it when we eat.
Yeah.
Did somebody still have an inspiration at the end of our session?
I did.
I did. Because I got one, I think, right?
I couldn't remember if we were clinging onto those or not.
You are clinging onto those. So, yeah.
Angle?
If yours is still marked.
I did not have mine marked, so I'm pretty sure I used mine.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because I remember handing you the coin back at the very end of the session.
Can I give you an inspiration for trying to backstab you?
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
None for shit. None for
Gretchen for
Gregory.
You.
Just kidding.
No soup for you.
But yeah, those do carry over. So, I have a laptop, but
with the dream.
Yes.
Flying blind and naked.
Yeah. The dream. One inspiration coin left in here, and
no one to give it to.
No one.
So sad. Please.
Okay. Where are we? Oh, currently, the last thing you did was find the secret room that was in the dining room. You quickly disposed of some slab tadpoles that were in jars and two crawling claws. And you guys did, or y'all did pick up the 150 pieces of gold and the 3 potions.
Right?
What would you like to venture forth from?
Oh, that's right. And then Gilly was trying to sting out on giving it to.
Just. Fully. Yes, that's what happened. There's one room left to go into, right?
Yes, there's the room behind the dining room, and then stairs that go down to the basement.
Yeah.
At least according to this map.
According to that map.
Do we want to skip that room and go upstairs first?
I mean, we're already here, so...
Might as well go through the room.
Do we want to go to the basement?
I mean, what bad could be in the basement? Yeah, let's do it.
There's many bad things that could be in the basement.
Like what?
I think we should just bar the door.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Just make it so nobody can follow us up, and then we can clear it after we've got the rest of the house itself done. Yeah. I like
Or that. Get the hell out of here if we...
If we have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because I thought, oh, it'll be simple. We'll just go find this hidden room, because we were talking about the hidden room. And you were like, oh, we should go upstairs first, meta, because it's where the hardest piece he's going to be. But I was like, no, let's just do this. And then there was a bunch of stuff. So... Yeah, we should go in first.
I counter your accusation that it's metagaming. My legitimate thought was that if we go up, if we start from the top and work our way down, nothing can sneak up behind us. But I say, well, Gilly, you seem like, you know, you seem pretty wise in the world. You think we should go? If you think we should skip the basement, then we should skip the basement.
Well, I also trust you. Like, you're...
You shouldn't trust me. I've just lived
well,
in
the Well, not you as your character, but you as Chris Fairfield.
Who's Chris Fairfield?
I know, right?
Full name.
You connected on a different plane of existence to another world?
I am.
Wow.
This is blowing my mind. Wait, are you just saying that we're all just a bunch of numbers on a piece of paper?
I mean, isn't that just life?
Wow.
Very philosophical.
Let's just all sit down and consume some of this herb I brought with me.
Let's go into this next room! Come on! I open the door!
You open the door.
As soon as Aiko brings out his herbs, I'm like, nope, we're done! Let's go!
I take
chop,
some
chop.
Of the herbs.
Chop, chop!
Just pass, while you're going ahead, I'm sort of passing them out in the background.
That's
cool. What are these herbs?
I just figure they're fantasy feel good drugs.
Cannabis, yeah.
Okay.
Probably just a nice, probably not like as strong as a high as cannabis, just something that takes a little bit of the edge off.
Like 70s cannabis?
Yeah, like some ditch weed.
Some ditch weed.
Before they turn.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put some fantasy weed in your inventory if you took one from iPhone.
Negative. I forcibly pretend nothing is happening behind me.
Izzy is high on life.
Yeah. Well, is she? I don't know.
It's not that hard to ignore what's going on behind you, because as you open this door, you come into a large kitchen, but it is pretty disgusting in here. It's like in horrible condition. There are flies covering foul-smelling messes of several meals that are stacked on a work table in the middle of the room. Seems like nobody's, like, but there are still people or things that are still having meals, but just kind of leaving them in the kitchen.
So food fresh enough that, like, somebody's been eating in here in the last day or so?
Yeah.
I guess, they fired the help.
There's some older ones.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
You do also recall that when you had sent Note to look around, and he, in his very good New England accent, told you that... he did see somebody.
The hunky hand guy, right? Mm-hmm. That we thought might be the butler.
That was dressed like Steve, the butler?
Just like the butler.
Yes.
From home.
He's like, upstairs. You gotta get on the turnpike to get up there, but. That's a really bad. Can we rewind and scrub that out?
No.
Can cut that out later.
No.
Your good accent has been immortalized.
Forever. Yeah. We'll never be able to let it go.
What are you guys talking about?
Like that. Gaslight girl boss.
The only time Chris goes back to make an edit to him. He's like, this one's worth it.
Funny thing is, I joke about it all the time, and then I get around to actually do it, and I'm just like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
The kitchen is, like, in shambles. You notice, like, food that's been there, like, that's fresh-ish, but also some that's, like, really old.
Nasty.
A couple weeks. And there's a fireplace in the middle of the east wall containing a black iron pot hung on a hook. And there's a chimney. There. But that's what you see in here.
And there's a chimney on the outside, too.
What's in the pot?
Oh, Gilly, you're braver than I am.
Sorry.
It's hung on the hook, so it hasn't been used.
It's just empty.
It's just a iron pot. It's empty.
I was just making sure it wasn't something cool we could take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look up is there anything up in the chimney? See if they have hidden anything up there.
Isn't the fire on?
There's no fire on.
Oh. Yeah, I'll look up in the chimney.
You stick your head in there. It looks like this chimney hasn't been used for, like, a while, but it's hard to see. I mean, actually, I've never looked into a chimney. You would see it.
Blackened City.
Blackened City. But it is too small for even you to fit
through. Okay. But it hasn't.
Can we see the doorway down to the basement?
This doorway?
If you open the other the door to the other room.
Yeah.
There's a north door. So if you open it, you see a pantry. It is well stocked. Food things here aren't spoiled yet. There's a sack of potatoes. And it rests against the east wall next to some stairs.
I'm going to grab the sack of potatoes.
Pull a sack of potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And the great potato famine comes, and it will come.
Grab a side of the It's like a Costco size.
Sick.
Not the big ones, but the little
Costco bag.
No idea what I'm going to do with these potatoes, but it will come up again.
Mm-hmm.
Potato bomb.
So, is there something that we could use to bar this door? Does it open in or out?
I would say it opens into the kitchen. That's like pantry, right?
Yeah.
Pantry, it opens.
Inward? Okay.
Inward.
So we could put something heavy in front of it.
Yeah. Is there something heavy either in the kitchen or the...
The pot.
Take the pot, yeah.
And put stuff in the
pot. Throw the potatoes in the pot.
Or there's shelves in the pantry, right? Could we move the shelves over?
You can't. Sorry, I meant open into the kitchen. It doesn't open into the pantry.
Yeah, so we're saying we could put stuff in the kitchen against the door so that people could open
so
it.
So they could get into the pantry, but not into the...
Into the kitchen. Mm. So basically blocking this door.
Okay, not from... I thought you... Okay, got it.
Yep. That's what I thought, but now I understand.
Well,
how heavy is the dining table, and could we get it through?
Yeah, so easily you can all work together and move some of the, like...
Does anybody have magic that could do it?
I don't have any locking magic.
Just these babies.
I don't think I have anything.
Oh, I've got lock pantry door right there.
Oh, lock pantry door.
Wouldn't that be
nice?
Crazy how that worked out.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work for restroom doors or anything like that.
I know, right?
If I had a nickel for every time someone walked in.
Lock the living room door. I can't!
Unless there's actually a lock on it, I could use Sorcerer's Burst to put a very small and, like, melt the lock, but that's not going to stop them from getting through a wood door. So.
But if you're trying to bar this, I mean...
Yeah, we could just
move
something heavy in front of it.
It's easy to move something heavy in front of it. So you can move the dining table, some of the lights.
Yep.
Actually, DM, does the door have a lock?
It does not.
Oh, boo. I was like, wow, I could finally do the thaumaturgy spell for something.
Oh, yeah.
It does, actually.
But also,
oh, no, wait,
why would the lock
wrong,
be on the...
Wrong spell.
I guess
they
would have
They usually
the
just have the keyhole locks.
Yeah.
But I was like, I thought that could unlock or lock a door, but I can't. I could cause an unlocked door to open or slam shut. Great spell.
Cool. Okay, so you move things in front of it. Where would you like to proceed?
Up the stairs?
Yeah, I guess we want to probably move all the way back over. Do we want to go up the foyer or do we want to go up the spiral hill?
I feel like the spiral's going to be more protected and less likely to get us shot from a sniper's perch.
Yeah, more hiding.
Mm-hmm. More sneaky.
Okay.
You wander back through that way, and you did not take the owlbear rug,
correct.
Right?
Okay. I plucked a feather from it.
So you go to this, like, round staircase in the corner, and you start
Wait a minute. Sorry, just... I'm going to look under the owlbear rug as we go by.
Curious because I personally would be like, "Ooh, an owlbear pelt," and I would just you could look under.
I wanted to take it, but somebody shot it with a sorceress first.
Oh, so it's got a giant burn mark in it. Yeah,
edgy owlbear. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you look under it.
Yeah, is it just a floor, dusty
yeah.
floor?
It
would be a nice pelt if it was an old. I think you could try it with a cold gray, actually. Oh.
Yeah, it just got frozen.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's starting to melt.
You have a bag of holding, right?
I do, but how big is it? Like, an owlbear is bigger than this table. Right?
Yeah, we can roll it up.
It's just a pellet.
Like a joint?
Maybe we
like
just
a bed roll.
Pick it up on the way out.
Okie dokie lokie.
Yeah, let's... Hoping that we forget
it's assuming
about
we're
it.
Leaving at a leisurely pace.
I know!
I start rolling it up.
Ugh!
It's a little crunchy. It's still a little frozen. but you go ahead and start rolling it up if you would like.
Now it's gonna smell like wet owlbear. I don't want that anywhere near me.
We'll have another mage press the digitate it later.
Yeah,
I imagine you stick your tongue to it because it's still frozen.
Oh!
I get stuck.
Oh!
That's your move.
Alright, we got nice rolled up, so if you need to grab it in a hurry on the way out, we can do that.
Okay. So you start going up the stairs. Which floor are you going to?
Second floor.
Second floor. Get that cleared.
Floor two.
And we don't see anything on the stairs. It looks suspicious.
No. And you had all just, like, stuck your heads in.
Yeah.
Right. You stick your heads in, and you look. Or when you did, you didn't see anything. You are climbing it now. And you ascend about 20 feet up. And what you see here is... you kind of like ascend and then you come out to this spot. And what you see here is rubble littered across. Nope. You do not see rubble littered across. Sorry.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
JK!
You thought you saw it, but
I just got a grit in my eye.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all just got like one of those floaters in your eye suddenly.
Shut up! Nice.
But what you do see are a bunch of, like, kind of star charts and maps. Mm-hmm. There are some littered across the floor. But there are just many, many of them. And perched atop a couple of them is a hunched figure wrapped in a cloak. And it's gazing at a very large star map of a wild space like system that seems to have a lot of planets around it. Doesn't look familiar, but doesn't seem to notice. Or they don't seem to notice.
And you said creature or figure?
Figure. A hunched figure wrapped in a cloak.
Hello there. We weren't sneaking up the stairs, so.
Prepare an action to cast sorcerer's first, but I don't do it yet.
What turns to look at you is a so everybody make an intelligence check.
Okay. Yay.
But if nature or if history is better, both those.
Five. Balls. These dice hate this character. 10. Dirty 10.
Dirty 10. I got a 17.
Ooh, I also got a 17.
I got 12.
Okay. Those of you with 17s,
not this one.
You would know this creature to be known as a Nothic.
Nothic. Remember Roderick the Nothic?
Huh?
Do you remember Roderick the Nothic from Campaign 1?
Sounds familiar.
Like a large one eye, like a big large eye.
So like a Cyclops?
No, they're smaller than that. Like, they're cool.
Woo! Excuse me.
No.
Are you sure?
Just kidding.
I bet you. Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's what I thought.
I knew it.
Next to my name, I put hard G, hard like my heart, not soft like my ass.
I fucking love it.
Okay, but you see this, like, kind of, alien-looking creature with, like, one eye and some spikes. Like, kind of hunched over, and it's got, like, talons for
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Oh, hello.
I didn't notice you." Oh, that's all right. My name is Aiko.
Oh, Jesus Christ! He just said his name.
And this is my—these are my friends. You're a Nothic, aren't you?
I send a message to Aiko.
Don't say your fucking name. We don't know what these people are.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Sala.
Sala?
Sala?
Z-A-L-A.
Oh, Z-A.
Sala.
But I say, what are you looking at there, Zala?
And no, I'm not an outfit. Well, I guess I look like one now.
Mm. Why do you look like one now if you're not one?
I used to be a human. Nope, not a human, sorry. I used to be
Wow, I've heard of those.
I used to be humanish.
Humanish?
More humanoid and more like you all than I am now. I don't remember my previous form. I think it changed my brain when I transformed. I think I looked like you before.
Hmm. What happened to you? Golly, that's rough.
I helped Marcos contact that thing, and it is the reason that I ended up with this.
What is that thing?
That thing.
Oh. What's Abraxas?
Abraxas was a demon god king thing.
Demon god king thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
That.
I mean, you're out of character. You're just kind of playing her for information, right? Because we heard about Abraxas last session.
Yeah. But we don't know what Abraxas is. We just know the word Abraxas, right? Am I crazy? We don't know.
I thought we were told that Abraxas was like a evil celestial.
Like a demon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I didn't know that because I forgot.
No, that's okay.
But also, we need to hear this from someone. So.
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't want to blow up your spot.
Marcos started becoming obsessed after the mages of Vexeros fell. He wanted to continue their work but do better. So
has he already summoned Abraxas? Are we too late?
He hasn't. He hasn't. He's gotten in contact with it. Like it's managed to find its dormant form, what was left of it in the astral sea, among all of the fallen gods before.
Wow.
But he is trying to tether a part of Abraxas as being too exosuit to this material plane.
How close is he to that?
I don't know.
Is he here? Marcos, I mean?
Yes.
Settle a bet for us. Is he in the basement or the third floor?
Let's see if she knows. Okay, I'm going to say if it's 15 or over, she knows.
Oh, nope.
She should be smart, but even with that, I don't know. I've lost track of his activities.
Hmm.
From studying the stars and seeing if there's some it just kind of trails off and it's like really absorbed in the maps.
Why are you studying the stars?
It's always been my job. I've always liked it. It brings me comfort. And now I am afraid that that is the only place that I might belong. I can't return to my humanoid form.
Oh, maybe we can help you try to return to your humanoid form.
Yeah, Tarka here is from the stars. Maybe whatever you're looking for there, she can help with.
Maybe.
Can I take a step back, kind of go behind everybody else, and start to cast Detect Magic as a ritual?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll...
Just go downstairs, like, I'm going to go take a shit.
No, I just step behind you, and I kind of give you a nudge in the side as I'm starting it, so that you know to kind of get in front of me a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just Detect Magic, it's not a harmful spell.
Look at that goober. Oh. He was like, rolling around up there.
Cute.
He's like, I've been spotted.
Nothing to see. That's
it?
Ever since Marcus has found the Celestial Codex and stolen it, he found that way to be able to bring down the god and bring him to this plane. I'm looking for a star map of the Great Snake Constellation.
Ooh. What's in the Great Snake Constellation?
I'm not sure, but maybe a way to banish it. Or maybe I just wanted it for myself.
It might have something to banish Abraxas? Is that what you're saying?
She knows how she got turned into this.
I mean, other than
it was Abraxas' fault? Or
contacting Abraxas was the reason she changed? That's maybe as much as we know.
Do I know anything about the snake constellation?
You can all make an intelligence check.
Nope.
Balls.
What?
Ooh, 23.
Mmm.
Yeah, 12.
Nah.
I did roll over a 10.
Oh, okay.
So that's a negative.
You're all like, wow, snakes. Stars. You would know that among like all the different stars and galaxies, like this is, you know, basic knowledge where like the center of each galaxy is like a god. But there were 12 that were particularly associated with, and it's always kind of like been lore. It hasn't been like scientifically proven, but there were 12 like more like. People or beings that were talked about like they were gods, but they were like the 12 like zodiac signs of like demon lords.
Okay.
So like Chinese zodiac signs, and you know that all of them had been part of like the dead gods or like the dormant ones for a very long time until, you know, the started bringing some of them back. But the snake one, I actually don't know the order of them, but the snake is one of the 12 systems or galaxies that centers around
one of the dormant demon gods.
Would I probably know someone or know someone who knows someone who could tell me where the snake constellation is based on, like, because I assume I have, like, a circle of people that I know through my mom because I work with her at, like, the council or whatever.
Okay. Yes. So your mom is on the council, and I don't know where we decided that you from. But I would say, like, probably your mom would probably know some people who would probably know some of the council members or higher ups in, like, Bahar, particularly, that, like, are more familiar with.
It wouldn't be a strain for me to possibly find this out once we got out of this situation. Probably.
Yeah, I think, like, it wouldn't be completely out of the realm. Because you go, like, you are familiar with some, like, you have some connections.
Some
like,
connections.
It wouldn't be, it might not be directly to you.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, cool. Can I bring out my detect magic? I just want to use it to see if this person is cursed. I don't know, because I don't have remove curse. But, like, what is it, like, do they have any magic on them that I can tell has caused them to be in a different form? And just for FYI, part of my draconic spells, I can cast Alter Self, so I do know some stuff about shape changing. Thought you were gonna make me roll. I was like, okay.
Roll for fun.
Hey, that's really good.
Yay.
That's a 19. I like this thing. I like a dice tower. Better than what I do. It's almost about as well. Hey. Hey. Shit. You're gonna waste all the good ones. I like those a lot. Have I seen those before?
I don't know.
Very pretty.
I could see a market for clear dice towers, so you can see the different numbers that it rolls as it goes down and get even more upset.
Get even more That's funny. Unfortunately, cutting acetate like that is such a pain in the ass. So I know why they're not more common.
3D printed.
Yeah, you know.
You wouldn't think, or you would assume this is not like a bus, like, not a something that was an effect of, like, particular, like, school of magic. Like, it's not like somebody cast a stone or something.
Yeah.
So
something actually permanent.
Something that seems to be permanent, and something that is kind of, like, it's not non-magical, but it's kind of, like,
it's not going to expire.
They were like,
like a true polymorph is an instantaneous effect. So it does its magic and then it's done.
It
so,
never stops.
And you would never notice it with a detect magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it, like, this is like a touch of, like, a multiverse sort of situation that's kind of like beyond the reasonings of certain magics here.
Okay. Cool. How long until food gets here?
It looks like at least 20 more minutes.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
But you do detect some spell scrolls and a spell book on her.
Oh, on her. Okay.
Interesting.
She's just picking it up.
Nah. This woman seems like she's gone through it.
You should also know this.
Oh, yeah, and they're making her go somewhere else first.
Mm. You're looking for the constellation or the map. Or if you are here to I assume, like the others, stop Marcos. There are secret doors around the mansion.
We found a few on the first floor. Any on this floor we need to be aware of?
Got this map. You just want to draw them right on there.
Make a persuasion check.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm the one doing this.
Yeah.
Leave my minus one charisma.
I like you.
13.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, for my stats, it's not bad at all.
No. I would have gotten worse than that.
I'm not sure. Could have added more. I know there's one in the
exactly
wine cellar.
Okay. Is that in the basement?
Yes.
Mm.
That's good to know. Yeah. Where does it go to? Or do you know?
Here to kill Marcos. If we head in, are you gonna come up behind us and fuck us over?
No, not like fuck you over or under.
I appreciate the clarity. That's very nice of you.
Can I roll an insight on that? Do I believe
anybody who wants
this ethereally ethereally strange person? Hey, nat 20, motherfucker!
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Very nice. Insight, so that makes it a nice 24.
You can tell, like, she's kind of like, she's not entirely herself, and like, she's not entirely here anymore. Once she lost kind of her humanity, she's like not super attached or tethered to like what you guys do or what Marcos does.
Okay.
And she will not sneak up on you and like attack you, from which she seems to be telling the truth about that.
Okay.
So we don't have to put, like, a bell on her.
And if you would like.
No.
This woman seems...
She's fucked. Had it bad enough.
She's had it real bad.
If she's not going to do anything to us, I'm not too concerned.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do we have any more questions?
We don't.
Are there any other creatures in the mansion that we should avoid? Or traps? See if she's
Oh, yes.
Is she? Is she lucid?
Normal.
Grandma.
Maybe not. Maybe not lucid.
I've heard if there's anyone left, they would be in the alchemy lab. Some might also be under the house.
The basement. Where's the alchemy lab?
On this floor.
Oh, thank you.
Just there, we should point to this room.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Who else? Fat Butler's still wandering around.
Is he the one that had hook for hands?
That's unfortunate. At least I have opposable claws.
Hmm. Fair.
Did the same thing happen to the butler that happened to you?
I think so. Marco stopped caring about any of us, and we became part of the experiment. He was looking for people to be able to house a fragment.
Ew. Like, I was gonna be down to kill Marcos already, but more so now.
It's not his fault.
It's not Marcos's fault?
I think he's possessed by this demon.
I don't care.
You can fix him.
No. Absolutely not. I know this vibe. Absolutely not.
I see.
You don't know him like I know him.
So did you work here? What was your role here before all this happened to you?
I was working with Marcos. We are both mages. Mm. I just wanted to know more. I had no direction.
And she'll trail off.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Good luck finding the serpent.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
Cool. Alright. Should we go into this alchemy lab and
fuck some shit up?
Bash some heads together.
Should we check to see if there's, like, something, like a trap or whatever? I can do detect magic on the door.
Oh, she's still got detect magic.
Or do you have it as
I still have it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good for 10 minutes.
Thinking with your noggin.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking with your noggin.
So let's go into the next room carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's no direct door into the next room. You would know that you would have to step out into...
Yeah, so we're going to go into the hall or whatever that is.
But there's nothing on this door. And in the hallway... You don't get a ping on anything.
Are there any old rugs to point out to her?
You're just going to have to
any pelts?
Find out.
I have to detect magic up. I'm not going to be... I didn't have to detect magic up whenever we saw the owlbear pelt. So we'll go into the...
As if that's going to stop me from poking fun at you.
I ignore it.
look at that runner rug in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to step into the hallway, or the gallery, or whatever.
Yeah.
So you go out, and, like, there's nothing there. There are doors to your right, one in front of you, and one or two to your left. You see some, like, busts and framed paintings, and ivory dragon chest. But it just seems like a fancy collection of
decorative.
Okay.
Ivory, it's fuckers.
Oh. Maybe it's ethically sourced.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't have glasses.
But it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, maybe
this evil lair.
Maybe the evil cultists ethically sourced their ivory.
Yeah.
I open the door to the
You're right,
room.
We should kill Marco.
That's what did it for you? That?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing before that?
No.
I opened the door to the alchemy room.
Okay. Before you do get, like, a couple of pings in there for, like a couple of vials and things. So.
Oh, in this room or in the alchemy room?
In the alchemy
room. Oh, okay.
Because I don't think it's going to be enough for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Tell, like, there's something in there. Will you open it? There are two cloaked figures in there, because, you know, can't just dress like a normal fucking person. But
the cultist says what?
Yeah.
Right? But they're both just hunched over, kind of like this lab. They're like liquids. They're pouring. Like the Bunsen burner. Or fantasy Bunsen burner.
I was put my notes that there are two cultists there doing alchemy.
Mm-hmm. In the alchemy lab?
Yeah.
No.
Doing the alchemy. but they seem focused on their work.
Does anyone here know how to turn lead into gold?
No.
Oh. Well, then we should kill them, right?
Sup? How are you guys today?
Can I help you?
Looking for Marcos so I can kill him.
Straight to the point.
Okay.
That's why we're here!
Okay, you can, they kind of look at each other. They look at you.
You could just run. Just saying. Sounds like an asshole of a boss.
He knows so much more, and there's so much that we can do and the power that we can have.
They can't just run.
Gross. True believers.
Unless you want to roll persuasion. Or intimidation.
I'll try intimidation any day of the fucking week. Actually, let me check my stats. Will I try intimidation?
Okay.
I will try intimidation.
Okay. I will say I'll be over at 18.
You roll the 20s and then you roll the 1s. You cannot have one without the other.
Okay, go ahead and
roll
initiative.
Yep, that's what I thought. All right, do better. You just rolled a 1. All right, that's not better. Thank you. Looking at my character sheet and being like, what the fuck do I do when I am this character?
Oh, I forgot to mark that. Have I used to
anything
yet?
No. Great.
And food is about 2 minutes away.
Oh, maybe we pause for now?
Yeah,
this is a good pause.
Sounds good.
That's what I was thinking.
Let's pause.
You're not entirely wrong.
My grandma would let me have a computer because of that reason.
We're recording again.
Okay.
Okay, gang.
Gang, 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 gang.
Okay, so, roll initiative. So funny that you're like, oh, I hate a computer. I'm like, everything I had prepped was on the
computer.
You
have a very specific reason for it right now, though.
True.
That makes sense.
Sure.
My computer's just a video machine. Specifically a Dimension 20 machine.
Your computer's also your phone.
That now, my phone is the thing that, like, if I have to do anything, I do it on my phone.
And your TV.
I don't really use my TV that much.
Okay, so go ahead and place yourself in. Here's the doorway that you came in. Okay.
Foolishly, I believe I was at the front of the pack.
My show is just face down, ass up.
That's the way we like.
These cultists look good. What could I say?
Gang, gang,
gang, gang.
I mean, they are getting so mysterious and edgy. There's like lighting the back with glow from the alchemy lab.
Alchemy. Wait, what were you guys saying early? Gnarly?
Gnarly.
Yeah, gnarly. It's gnarly.
Gnarly.
So gnarly. Pauly Shore has come back into the zeitgeist.
Oh! Oh my god, it fucking is Pauly Shore. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't know if I'm mad at you for making that connection for me or not.
Oh, buddy.
You just opened the door, right?
Like, we talked to them. Yeah, we taunted them a little bit.
I threatened them.
Did anyone go in?
I figured the two of us would step in. I was talking to them, so.
Let me just...
As soon as I started to make, like, an intimidation check, I definitely edged over so that, Tater.
Tater.
That's not my name!
That's not my name.
They call me Stacy. Tater.
That's not my name. Oh my god, I haven't heard that.
This is just a callbacks episode.
Holy shit. Okay. Okay, if you stepped in, then you can go ahead and step in. But one of... I mean... So anyway, the parlor's also out here.
No, I'm not going in.
I'm in there.
No way.
Thank you.
I'm going to hide around the corner until I have something to do.
So I'm going to walk up to you.
So we want to swap these two.
Okay.
Rob. Who's he attacking?
Me? Aiko.
Okay.
Aiko, do you get the attack of opportunity if they...
I sure do. They come at me.
They come in within 10 feet of you?
Nice. Yes.
I will take my reaction to poke them. And then I will miss.
Aww.
Assuming an 11 misses.
That does. You do catch them off guard. And they try to jab you with an 8 and miss.
Eat it.
Then they try to jab you with a 21. And hit, I assume.
Yes, that will definitely hit.
That is 4 slashing, 1 necrotic, so 5 total damage.
I resist necrotic, so does that reduce it to 0 for the necrotic?
Yeah, so 4.
4 slashing.
Yeah, are we fixing Gillies?
Yes.
Cool.
Why do I have the slasher feet?
Could you keep it?
I'm the slasher. Hey.
Yeah.
Why do you?
I don't know.
You just felt like a badass. Carter is
your turn. Tater.
Okay.
I just remember how much I laughed last time. It's still funny. I'll stop.
How much damage was that? It wasn't a whole bunch.
It was 4.
Okay. I will just attack my great axe, the one in front of us.
Okay.
Oh man. That's a 9.
That misses.
That's all I'm gonna do.
Okay. Hey, when you are ready.
Yeah. Oh, I have to stab you now. Or not. I'll try bopping him with the back end. 17.
That hits. The one in front of you.
Alright, and then I'll have Aiko add a little electrical
zip.
Zap to it. That is 12 points.
Of damage?
Damage. 4 electrical and 8 bludgeoning.
How do you
want to
do this?
Hey!
Nice. I just sort of missed with the front end of it, and then...
Give it to me that way. I just love the back.
And then when they think I've missed and they get cocky, I just go, aha, there's two ends to this. And I just whip it up right into the bottom of their chin, and it sort of zaps and they fall unconscious.
Okay. Yeah, are you just killing them? Or are you
I'm leaving them unconscious.
Leave them unconscious. Cool.
You two down there chuckling.
I totally forgot about Stabby.
I didn't.
I know, right?
Stabby.
Like, sit out of this one. Okay. Is that your turn?
Yeah, it's my turn.
All right. Gilly, if you are ready.
Okay. So, I think I'm going to... Did you kill that guy?
Yeah, he did. Uh-huh. Oh, he's unconscious.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of trying to, like, cast as a cantrip friendship on that guy and see if he would tell us anything.
Ooh, like it.
Love it.
Okay, so I gotta get in. So, what do I got? Like 30 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six squares.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And then I'll cast as a cantrip friendship or friend. Let me find it. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Friends?
Yeah. I magically emanate a sense of friendship toward one creature I can see within range. Yes. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
What or have the charmed condition.
Sounds good. What are the parameters for that? Does it give you more details about it?
Disadvantage if you're attacking their friends?
Yeah, the target succeeds automatically if it isn't a humanoid, if you're fighting it, or if you have cast the spell on it within the past 24 hours. The spell ends early, blah, blah, blah. Target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or have the charmed condition for the duration.
Okay. Technically, none of you have hit that one, right?
True.
But I'm going to roll with advantage just because you guys are in initiative. Mm-hmm. What was that DC on that one? I rolled a natural 14.
14 is the DC.
Okay, mm-hmm. It's 14 plus something. I guess the other one's dice. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's 18.
Okay.
Good idea, though.
Good effort.
And then I just wave at them and I say, hello!
They look at you all.
Gilly, hard like my heart, not soft like my ass.
Okay, it is their turn.
Man, my initiative was really low.
Oh, you got a 10?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I swished you.
That's okay.
You can go
I'll stay at 4.
It's okay, go ahead.
Okay. Just a sorceress first. 21?
That hits.
Nice.
Dope. Really? Fuck you. 1 point of damage. Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Lurbit.
Okay, now it is their turn. They are going to walk up to Billy. We'll try to charm them.
No.
Mm-hmm. They're going to...
Does this person look like a magical person?
Insight check. Mm. Or you could find out.
Well, I definitely rolled a 8, so I'm going to assume yes, and if you could move me into the corner of the room, I don't want to be in a line with everybody else. Yeah, that's me. All the way up. Thank you.
Sorry, Trisha, is there anything else you want to do?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a 30-20 to hit you.
Oof.
Ow. As they kind of, like, bring out this dark, menacing, super edgy blade and stab you.
Ow.
Oh, no.
For
26. You just killed
Gilly. It's okay. You're fine. You're good. For 9 slashing damage.
Nice.
And 7. Oh, wait. Seven necrotic damage.
Do I have, like, 11? Oh, 19. Okay, good.
Uh-oh.
So, 7 and 9, so 16?
No, 7.
16.
No, hold on. It was, yeah, 7 and 9, 16.
Okay.
Oof.
Ow, right in the kidney.
They will cast... spiritual weapon. Has a super dark, edgy weapon appears right next to you.
Uh-oh.
Oops. Which is lower, but does a 13 hit you?
Negative.
Negatory.
18.
Okay.
Sick.
That is... what they're gonna do. I'm just gonna... I guess if I can die for this loser. Okay. That's dead. Tartar,
it's your turn. Alright, I'll step up, toss my great axe to the side, and grab my two hidden hand axes.
Thank you.
And I will go after the alive person. That's a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. 8 damage.
Okay.
And then, with my offhand, or my whatever it's called, two weapon fighting, I will use my hand axe again, and I get advantage because of the vex property. 19. Hit.
Mm-hmm.
2. That is it for me.
Cool.
I go. Just gonna step forward 5 feet.
On
just,
the body? Or?
Right there, yeah. Okay. And just be like, you saw what I did to your friend. We can just talk about this.
I can't. My honor. My honor. All
right. Gonna miss with the front end and come back with the back.
Huh?
Well, I know, 13.
That hits.
It's the back end.
Okay. That is 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Still up?
Yeah.
And swing back with the rear end. 12?
That misses.
Okay.
As you do that, when you hit them, you see they just wipe one super edgy drop of blood from
like, are you sure you don't want to get out of here and go somewhere? Like, get a shake or a burger or something? Make out?
Ah! Make out? What? What did you just say?
I mean, the dickin' I get from him can't be worse than the dickin' I got from Jorn.
Why do you do this to me? We don't need ever to know.
He does like to get dicked.
Whoa.
He does talk about it a lot.
He does talk about it a lot, right?
Do you like to do the dicking?
La la la.
Disadvantage, you say?
La, la, la,
that
la.
Is a natural one.
I guess they're not into that, so unfortunately, they're probably, honestly, they're probably into you, but they're just kind of like, well, I gotta die here
for
this.
That's fair. You got a sibling?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not into that, are you?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to do on your turn?
I like
your tactic of trying to seduce people into not fighting you and leading a better life for themselves.
I mean, when you describe them the way you describe them, how could I go not? That's it for Echo. He's gonna actually he'll take a 5 foot step back.
This way.
Yep.
Not on the dead body.
Not on the dead body.
Or the unconscious.
The unconscious body. Poke it with my foot. Make sure he's still unconscious.
Yep.
Add 1 to my damage. I forgot. I have magic weapon.
Oh.
Oh, and then that actually the back end would have hit, because that would be a 13.
How long does magic weapon last?
Oh.
An hour.
Okay, then go ahead and roll damage.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's another 8 points.
Nice.
Oh, sorry. 4 points, right? Or no, wait. Let me check. At least four. Because I forgot. If it's a bonus action attack, do I not add my strength modifier?
You don't add your strength. No.
Unless you have unless you took that one particular feat for the double-ended weapon.
I did take that feat for the double-ended weapon.
You did?
Yes.
Sick!
That's smart.
So that's 8?
Yeah.
Triple check for me, but
yeah, I'm triple checking right now. Yeah,
you're
I took
definitely bleeding now.
Yeah, I took Polearm Master, whatever it's called.
They started bleeding, and then you said that line, and then they did that anime nosebleeding. so really, really bleeding now. Okay,
just an FYI, I don't know.
This flirting's over 9,000.
I don't know where Slasher came from. It's literally not anywhere in the character management, so I think I'm going to have to, like, make a new character, because what I do is I make characters and I fuck around, and then I'm like, okay, this is what I ended up with. So I think it's some sort of...
something that was
this, like a bug.
Okay.
And also, I've shorted myself a spell, so I was looking at spells.
Oh,
I need
no.
to,
okay.
I need to pick another spell, but I'm not going to do that right now. I just wanted to let you know what the fuck's going on over here. This guy's still standing.
Yes.
Why are you still fucking standing? Go down.
That's what I tried telling him.
Fantastic.
This one's probably going to stick because it's a 21 to hit again.
That is.
Unless I do 1 point of damage one more time. Let's see. Do better.
Are you going after...
Is that... No, that's 7. Okay. 7 points of damage. That's a spiritual weapon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, were you moving?
No. I got 120 feet. I can stay right here in my corner where I'm safe.
Yes. Sorry. I'm so used to... You playing who you're playing.
You're right up in it, yeah.
But I'm not.
I'm definitely a lot more distance on this shit now.
Yeah.
Although my AC is 18, I could be up in the mix.
Yes, confirmed. I do get to add my strength modifier to my whole strike attack.
Nice. Sick.
Does
7 points of damage do it?
No. Actually not.
Motherfucker. How does he look?
Rough.
He does look rough?
They look very rough. They are on to you.
Alright, no, that's... I'm not going to waste anything on this
stab
guy.
Stab the person in front. I'm so sorry, Gilly. Well, maybe not.
Oh, but can I, are you going to try and hit me?
Is there anything you can do as a reaction?
Yeah, I can do,
I'll kill. But they're going for you with their edgy dark blade.
It says opportunity attack. Is that...
They're not moving out of your...
Okay,
range,
so cutting words.
Ooh.
I also have as a reaction.
Nice.
Cool.
And now you have 4 bardics, so.
Yeah. So do I say, is this some one where I dress them down verbally?
Can I see that?
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's going to subtract your bardic from their attack.
Can I use one? Okay.
So is it just one from the attack?
No, you get to roll your bardic die, which I think is a
d6. Okay, yeah. Cool. You can do that.
Sticks.
They did roll a 17 to hit you. So.
Oh, I'm dead.
What's your
what?
No, what's your armor class?
Oh,
yeah.
No, 17 to hit.
Oh, yeah, I'm like 14.
14?
Right? No, 11.
Oh, so even if you rolled a 6, it'd still hit you, so
yeah.
You should save it.
Okay. I save it.
I'll get you back up on your turn. Sorry, I forgot you were bloodied. I would have healed you.
Is it still 11 with the dexterity mod and any armor you have on?
Are you not wearing any armor?
I don't think so.
You should have some armor on. We're going to say you were wearing armor this whole
time. Yeah.
Okay. So your AC should be at least 12. Because, I mean, it's probably at least like just a regular light armor, right? Which is 11 plus?
No, it's 12 plus 12
your
dex.
So you have 13.
Okay.
AC. Also, I decided...
Give me 1 minute, and then it's a reaction, that's
I was
right
thinking
now.
I was going to do a reaction.
Okay. Is this a spell that you already had before you lost
no.
spells? Okay, then you're going to have to hold on to it.
Okay.
But you can roll, if you wanted to do that cutting
mm-hmm.
word, then you would just need to roll a...
5 or 6?
Come on, 5 or 6.
6.
Ooh,
hey.
Nice.
What do
you
say
to
them?
Amazing.
They miss you. Okay.
Cool.
What do you say to them, the cutting words, then?
Oh, I'll just be like, I was trying to be your friend, and then you fucking almost killed me. How dare you? Do you have honor?
Nice. Okay. Oh, nice.
Before they do the next thing, did you pick your spells?
I'm still deciding. Okay. It's just the one.
Okay.
And it's hard to decide. I thought about taking Silvery Barbs, but there's so many good spells.
Okay.
I'm not sure I want it to be Silvery Barbs, so
don't do Silvery Barbs. Let me know if you do decide on Silvery Barbs, because they're about to attack.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't decided yet, so
okay.
Carry on.
So that's going to miss you. That's 14 to hit you?
Yeah.
Okay, so the spiritual weapon misses. And then, Gilly, it is your turn.
Okay. Does this guy look bloodied at all?
Yeah, he's been bleeding. They're looking really, really rough.
Okay.
He's still standing.
And if I move away, it's an attack of...
They would take an swing at
you. Yeah.
Now, if you want to get away, you can, as an action, you can disengage, and then you can move without taking an opportunity attack, but then you wouldn't get to take any other action.
I mean, I'm at 3 points.
Yeah.
That might be the best choice to do.
Yeah, come behind me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even so, like...
Oh, yeah, you put potion as a bonus action, too, so...
You're gonna action disengage, walk away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Get behind me.
Well, yeah, you're in front of the door. You can walk out.
And then for potions, what was it?
It's 2d4 plus 4? For regular... Is it 2d4 plus 2 or 2d4?
It's 4.
Plus 4.
For, like, a healing potion?
Yeah.
Oh, where is the healing potion? I don't have to worry.
We got 3 of them last session.
And we started with 2 each, right?
Yes.
Oh. I did not know that.
You said it at the beginning of the session? Or am I mixing that up?
That was the other game, but you can have 2 healing potions.
Sorry. So does that mean I should add 2 to mine? Wait!
I don't know how you all split up the healing potion. You found a 3 healing potion.
Yeah, we found 3 last session, and then I think we decided everybody but me was going to take one, because I can do the most healing of us.
Big heals, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I wrote it down. Oh, I put 1 potion of healing.
There you go.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
Okay.
I got that mixed up with the other.
But yeah, you could have all gotten 2 of the general.
And what was that, 2d4?
Yeah, 2d4 plus 4.
Two plus two. 4 plus 4
is 8. Mm-hmm. Okay. Carter,
it is your turn.
Double hand axe. Dirty 20.
That hits.
I forgot I have Savage Attacker. That's going to be 10.
Do you want to use?
Hey.
Yay!
I'm just going to... you're not being very nice after my friend tried to be your friend. And then...
You're telling them?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. You watch as... Are you just slashing their neck or are you decapitating them?
Just getting my hand axe as far into their neck as possible.
Gnarly. Okay. You see this happen. And you are out.
I just realized this D4 is fucked up. Check it out.
Oh.
What's wrong with it?
Look at the numbers.
Oh.
Wow. Are they mismatched?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Wow. They really fucked that one up.
Pick your own adventure.
Yeah.
It is pick your own adventure.
Just have to be careful. I wonder how many times have I...
Yeah.
You know what? This is what happens when you buy dice on Temu.
Yeah. Well, I didn't buy this dice.
I bought them on Temu. I know where those come from.
Wow.
Yeah, they're completely wrong. That's crazy. So it has to be like every single D4 they made, and they had to have sold
probably
dozens and dozens of them.
Yeah, two out of the three numbers are correct each side. So
we should just take the average. We're gonna start playing 0.5
half points here. I'm gonna say, Gilly, you still look pretty hurt.
Oh, I'm doing fine.
And I'm just going to say, here, let me take a look. And I'm going to touch you, and my hands just glow with this nice, delightful warmth.
Oh, my.
And that's going to be 5 hit points to get back.
On the way out, when someone's not looking, I will...
Yeah, I will. The plan for me, I'm gonna walk out and make sure Aiko's next to me. Yeah.
So before I leave the room, I'm gonna look at this unconscious guy that I made unconscious, and I'm gonna be like, "Well, should we tie him up and then wake him up and get information out of him?"
Let Tartar take care of it. Let's go look at the next
room. Look, I know you guys are probably gonna just kill him or whatever, but I mean, that's why I'm asking.
Well, he was just a cultist. He didn't seem like he was going to provide anything.
Yeah, he might know, like, ritual stuff or, like, how far along they are.
Do you have any magic that can trick him? Or?
Not for a long period of time. I've got, like, sleep, but that's just for a minute. I can do friends.
If you can, but it's not
going to
be effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If he's unconscious, yeah. Not really. I mean, we could just tie him up.
I say, all right, well, you guys do whatever you want, and I'm going to just leave the room.
I walk with you out the room.
Oh, don't want to get your hands messy this time?
Should we just tie him up?
Are you saying that as Chris or as Aiko?
No, as Aiko.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm fine with
you out of the room. It's fine.
I feel like we either need to try to get information or kill it.
Why not both?
You don't like to kill people,
sure.
And that's fine. And they're going to take care of it.
I'm just saying.
Then information.
Last time at the alleyway, you went out with Tartar. I thought you'd be helping her again.
I didn't need to. She took care of it. So I don't need to get my hands dirty this time either. It's actually very convenient to have such a big, big person on your side.
Excuse
pretty
me.
Pretty satisfied. Yeah?
Do you have a very small amount of healing?
Yeah.
That you can control that's very small, that wouldn't be wasting anything?
We have healing hands. But we only get one use of that a day.
I just used my use of it.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I say, I actually am really good with, I could try a medicine check.
Oh.
Okay.
Get him a victory point.
Are you good at tying?
I mean, I've got thieves' tools and stuff, so I would assume that being kind of a rapscallion, I've tied some ropes in my tie.
I'm going to look to see if Gilly does shibari knots or not.
Oh.
Go ahead and roll any sleight of hand.
Can I roll a medicine that...
Oh, which one's going first?
I guess she should go
first.
I'll
do the sleight of hand first. That is 21.
Hell yeah. Cool. And these are the new stats, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the only ones that changed for her are intelligence and charisma. So
I see. Okay.
They just flip-flopped.
Sick. Would you like them to be shibari knots?
No. They're just going to be, like, good, tight, like, sailing knots.
Very nice knots.
Mercantile.
But not, yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna roll a medicine check.
To bring him back.
Natural
20.
Whoa. Nice.
Ooh, sick. Okay.
Actually.
He comes back at full health.
Bummer. I was excited for you to roll a nat 20, and then I was like, wait, what? I don't like what he's using this for.
Can I DM for my natural 20? Can I say that I've managed to give him a little bit of some of my herbs, and maybe he's just a little more cooperative than he would be otherwise?
I was just about to say,
there you go.
Yeah, how does this, what does this look like? How do you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
How do you
want to
do this?
Yeah, no, I'm going to pull out some kind of leaves that I'm going to grind up and, like, rub on his wounds.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, straight to the bloodstream.
Damn, okay. I would say, like, because he's, like, ungodly, you're bringing him back. He's already a little, like, so definitely be a little more, you're trying to, I would say you guys can have, like, advantage on your,
Dope. Thank you.
Whatever.
Thank you, Dia.
Talking. Okay.
Do you want to ask the questions?
They come to.
And I just sort of put my body in front of yours. Good job. So that you don't talk to her.
I mean, yes, that is what we should be doing with my minus one.
Mm-hmm. Can I cast friends now? That he's awake or no?
You guys kind of killed him, so.
Oh, so he's like.
Yeah, friends just, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
But we do have advantage on everything because I've drugged him.
Yeah.
When I put it that way, it sounds fair.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like while he was unconscious, yeah. Brought him back, and now he's a super chill. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how you feeling?
Better.
Yeah, you were out for a little bit, but we gave you some medicine, and I hope you're feeling a little better.
Yeah, I was out because you guys.
I didn't hit you or stab you. I was wondering, since you're already here, would you be okay with us asking you some questions?
No, but I mean, I'm nice and hot, though.
Thanks.
Impressive. You do some sailing before?
Sure have. You a sailor? I knew, yeah. Sailor notices sailor.
Yeah, before I got into this line of work.
Mm-hmm. Where is Marcos?
Where is Marcos indeed?
Are you looking for him too?
He doesn't really share his location. He's usually stuck. Okay. Make a persuasion check with advantage.
Okay.
Maybe go over 15. Oh.
15.
Okay. Nice.
Let's not play with the audio recorder, buddy.
It's usually in his office, or more often than not, unless he's sleeping. Well, a lot of the time he sleeps down in the temple, the ceremony.
Is the ceremony room temple underneath the house?
Yeah.
And his office is upstairs, or is it on this floor?
It's he kind of looks around, he kind of points. In this direction.
Mm. So on this floor.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, those are all my questions. Did you have any?
Is there anything interesting we should keep our eyes out for? Or any surprises that might surprise us.
Mm.
There are always surprises in this fucking house.
How many beings alive are in this house?
I don't know. Depends on what they want to do.
What were they doing with the alchemy supplies?
What were you doing with the alchemy supplies?
What?
Turning light into gold.
Ah.
Found it.
spinning straw into silk.
Mm-hmm. We were concocting some like potions and things. We've been wanting just your standard issue poisons and potions and oils.
Lotions, potions, tinctures, and ointments.
Yeah, and some lube, yeah.
Chicken.
Did you hear that? There's some lube.
Got plenty of that in my bag.
Any good potions that have been finished?
Any good poisons that have been finished?
I don't keep track of that cupboard. Can I
leave? Yeah, you can leave.
Yeah.
Tartar, you want to help him leave?
Yes, you can leave this world.
Okay, let's see how cleanly you do this. Maybe that advantage, because it's tied up. Please roll.
Ooh. 15.
Okay.
God.
Let this be over!
I was like, oh no, you're gonna hack at him until he's dead. I know, yeah, you do it pretty quick.
I look at you, Izzy, and I'm just like, yeah, you didn't really have much to say. You're probably right. So you want to check out this poison cabinet or what?
Yeah, let's check out.
You still have your magic up?
Do I? Has it been less than 10 minutes since we came up here for detect magic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you awesome. Just left that room. It's been like a couple of minutes.
You can see that like they were in the middle of assembling some things. You detect a potion of gaseous form.
Ooh.
An oil of slipperiness.
I'll take that.
No.
And one
for your penis
of assassin's blood poison.
Ooh, what's
Ooh.
That?
I don't know. It's a sea dungeon master's guide, which I could pull up. Or
what is it called?
Assassin's blood poison. And I just want to triple check. Each of you have 2 potions of healing plus the 3 that you had split. That you had found, right?
Yes. Sure. Gil, do you?
I have 2 left.
2 left. Yeah.
And
we each have 3, right? I'm doing the math correctly. Okay.
And I have 2.
The other spell that I picked was Crail's Rupture, which is really cool.
Sounds gnarly.
It is. If someone's grappling you, you cast the spell and you basically bamf through their body and do 3d12 damage.
That's cool. Those have brought some really traumatized
dudes. Yeah, they have!
Assassin's Blood, it's an ingested poison. Takes a DC 10 constitution save. On a failed save, they take a D12 and are poisoned for 24 hours.
Sick.
They take half damage on a successful save.
Let's see. We're supposed to find something else, but... Let's see if we find anything else. Mm. Sorry. Give me a moment.
Yeah, I also have an idea for a homebrew spell that I'm probably going to signal you about later.
Cool. Can you grab the light? I was about to get up and do the same. Are you
signaling you?
Signaling me.
I'm like, what is happening right now? Oh, so bright.
Maybe the plot twist is if you actually did know semaphore and you were just telling me to go fuck myself.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay. Shits and giggles.
That's what we get?
Everyone, please roll the D100.
Uh oh.
We'll see what else we find in here.
Throw my hunnets. Hunnets.
Mm. 94.
Ooh.
Okay. I roll.
For D100, you do one of these and then a D10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Which is one of these.
Yep.
Okay, starting from this set.
Mm-hmm.
You fine. What the fuck? Okay, you find a miniature sailing ship on the surface in the turbulent miniature ocean. For some reason, your magic draws you to this, and it seems like an elixir of some sort.
It's in a jar, or...?
Yeah, it's like a bottle. Yeah, like a ship in a bottle.
Okay.
But there's also liquid in it.
Miniature sailing ship on a...
On a turbulent... It's like it's just constantly moving.
Interesting. Mm. I do not have the identify spell, so I guess we're just gonna save this for later.
Yes, we will. Let me write this down.
You just hear the little seaman go, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yo, ho, ho. And it's an
semen.
Elixir of some sort?
Yes. You were gathered that.
Do you have to drink the ship?
If it breaks, it's a bad thing. If it doesn't break, get a good thing.
Is it like the worm in a tequila bottle?
Ew.
The scorpion.
What did you...
73.
Oh.
Good number.
You find a cylindrical vial. You also get drunk with this in one of the vials. There's a white candle flickering inside of it.
Mm. Cool.
I've always wanted to use this table and you never have a chance.
Me.
Okay, what did you get?
11.
It's good if you're a cleric.
You have divine intervention.
A what?
Divine intervention.
Cleric.
You find.
How does that have to do anything?
She got an 11. And she said that's good for a cleric.
Oh! But we're level 4.
You find a cloudy gray liquid in a little potion bottle.
Mm. Does it smell like anything?
Huff it.
Maybe not. Well, yeah, let's do it. Let's have some fun. Let's get this party started.
Have you opened any of the other two?
I mean, I had to open to look at the flit candle inside, right? Or is it clear and I can just see the candle?
Did you want to open it? Mm. Let's see. Let's finish what you find, and then if you decide to open any of them, you open them. What did you get?
83.
You find a thick gray liquid that fills a crystal vial that's shaped like a fanged human skull.
Ooh. Mystery liquid.
It's my favorite.
You would all...
Thick skull liquid.
At least be, you would all understand that, like, you're not really sure what any of these things do. They were kind of experimenting, as I said, with things in here. And from what you have found that you can easily identify, they were labeled, or you just already know by the look of them, you know what you have found, besides these four, have been things that, like, are either, you know, like, gaseous form that's, like, useful,
mm-hmm.
or something that, like, the poison. Like,
mm-hmm.
Bad.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't huff it.
And if you would like. I didn't look at what these do.
So the... What kind of material is mine in? Sorry, I didn't write that down.
Yours was in just, like, a little, round potion bottle.
Okay.
But it was, like, a light...
With, like,
cloudy.
A cork?
Yeah.
Can I make an intelligence check on these potions to see if, from my studies, I know what they are?
Yeah, you can make an arcana check if you are trying to, because nobody has identified.
Yeah,
right?
I'd actually hold mine up to you and say, what school is this?
Oh, I would know if they were magical what school they are.
Beat of sweat appears in Joe's brow. Yes, of course. Ooh. You would.
And I got a dirty 20 on an arcana check for them.
Ooh, sick. Okay. First, the skulls. Now I gotta look at the effects.
The skulls? Is that what you
the
said?
The skulls. I gotta look at the effects. That first one that you have found.
I think I'm gonna go into the shoe place this week.
See if they can fix it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the shoe or not. But
yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah. Boy, do my metatarsals hurt.
It seems like okay. With a dirty 20, I'm just gonna show you what they do.
Okay, I love it. I love it.
Which makes total sense. Anyway, the little ship. Once you open it and you take it, you gain advantage on all skill checks to operate a ship for 24 hours. Additionally, you are immune to the prone condition.
Ooh.
Specifically, all skill checks used to run a ship.
You're like a ship god. You're just too
so good at sailing. Ship and immune to the prone condition.
Yeah.
Well, you get all that from just looking at it, huh?
I've read about it before. I've read about it in my studies.
Wow.
I will say probably after you take all this time to study these, your detect magic will be gone.
Fair.
also, like, you know, your choice, but you can take rest and stuff during your whole thing here. Okay, the other one. For a certain amount of time. Very long time. You can cast the, or you have the ability to cast a light candle.
That's mine.
Which one is that? Oh, the white candle?
The candle.
Oh, does somebody want this? I can already cast the light cantrip.
But only you can see this light.
Oh.
Ooh,
that's so cool. It manifests as a burning candle flame in your palm, but only you are able to see it.
Yeah, okay, that's actually really dope.
I think the word is gnarly.
Thank you.
Gang gang.
Gang gang.
Gang gang. The cloudy gray liquid that's with, you know, it will. It will cause. Ingesting this potion causes the creature's jaw to fuse closed for a certain amount of hours.
That's the one I have.
Hers.
Oh, so the ability. They lose the ability to speak. It is,
and that's for animals and people, or just.
Okay. Yeah, I think any creature. Yeah.
A potion of shut up.
Effectively, it's like a curse. It would function as a.
Wow. You said for 24 hours?
For a certain amount of hours.
Oh.
You would have to roll for them to turn it around.
Gotcha. Wow, that's terrifying.
And then finally.
What's in the skull? What's in the skull? What's in the skull?
It's just like, what if it's super mundane?
Touching is liquid.
Touching?
Good thing you didn't open it.
Will subject the creature to the blight spell.
Ooh!
Pouring the liquid on a plant-based life form doubles its effect.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow, you're so smart.
You're so
smart. Gathered all
How
of
did
that.
You learn all of this information?
I spent an unfortunate amount of time in libraries as a child.
Libraries are cool.
They're not bad. They're not that bad. Unless you have to be there and you're not allowed to do anything else.
Sounds boring.
It just rooms full of plant corpses.
It is true. Paper is plant corpses.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
But you do have those fancy books that are made of leather and vellum.
Yeah.
I guess those are
animal corpses.
Also corpses, if you're looking at it that way. There is a way to make stone paper, but it's very bad to write on.
That's earth corpse.
Sure is.
Yeah.
I forgot about Stabby. Stabby.
I haven't forgotten about Stabby.
We'll never forget about Stabby.
Even though he prefers Gilly's company over mine.
Stabby, you gave us so much support. Emotionally.
Stabby, the way that you stepped in front of Gilly to protect her from being stabbed, truly we'll never forget your heroics in this fight.
Sorry.
Over here, like,
My focus is still on this blight spell. Is the skull jar look like it could be broken easily if it was thrown at somebody?
I feel like if you smashed it at the feet of somebody, it would probably...
Amazing. Because sunglass is, like, thick enough that you can't. Like, you can't break it. But yeah, great. So just chuck that at somebody, and it'll really fuck their day up. Real good.
Yeah, I would say, like, it would probably be, like, how... If you can't smash it, it would be, like, an attack.
Mm-hmm. Like a ranged attack?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, because Blight is, what, fucking 8d8?
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
It's a beastly amount.
Yeah, it's a lot of damage.
It's a fourth level spell, I think?
Fourth or fifth, yeah.
No.
Tony.
Yo.
No.
Yeah. I would know if I looked it up.
I did wear this tank top today because of he has my in remembrance of Tony.
Should we continue?
Let's do it.
We.
Where to?
Well, there's we need to kind of go around, huh? So let's clear that other room next to us.
Yeah, whatever's next to the alchemy lamp.
Right next to you.
Is that a wall? Can you swipe it here?
This.
No. I just refuse to get up.
Stabby,
I'm sorry. This right here, is that that's a wall? So, this is a balcony.
Yeah, so this, like, hallway, gallery room, there's a door that goes to the balcony that oversees the owlbear room.
Gotcha. Okay. So, do we want to clear this room next?
Yes. And that's where you're, is that where you're headed?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay, you go in there, and a fetid stench permeates this room, which is empty, save for two small bare tables standing against the west wall and an ornate rug in front of the window. For the sake of just... This is, like, the last 2 seconds of your,
Of your... It was just the first rug.
It
I got
a regular
shit for it.
It is a regular rug.
I'm never going to look at another rug again. Thanks, guys. I hope one doesn't attack me.
Resting next to the completely regular rug is a completely regular wooden candlestick holding the melted stump of a completely regular red candle.
Well, tell me more about tell me more about these bear tables.
So wait. So it's a rug with a candlestick on the floor?
What? Okay.
Sorry, I was still mad
tall.
About being made fun of because of the rug.
Candlesticks can be tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wooden candlestick holding melted stump. I'm assuming it's not a pole. And then a long pole rope hangs from a wooden trapdoor in the ceiling.
Comes up. Yeah, there's little stairs here on the map. So, does this just look like a storage room, or like a study, or conservatory?
It looks just like,
it's not sure. I mean, you're not sure. It looks like, in fantasy land, some religions that might, or like, practices that might require just like a meditation or prayer.
Okay.
Go into this room. But who's first in?
I'll go in.
Cool. Roll a d4, please.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
But you don't see anything that's, like, out of ordinary.
3.
While you're in here, as... You are all in here, and there's, like, a strange effect in this room. You can tell that it's not necessarily, and you end up, like, doing a lot of magic, Elder Surge. Things aren't, like, shifting, but, like, you're, like, I'm looking at the rug, but then it's also, like, suddenly you're, like, actually, I thought the rug was over there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So everything's just a little trippy in here.
Ooh.
Maybe you question whether you accidentally ingested something that I don't have on me. But...
I go, did you give me something? God damn it, I hate it when you do this.
No, I don't give you anything that you don't want.
But yeah, there's a trap door above you in the front of the room.
I say, all this weird shit's probably just,
You remember how we were trying to flick that across the table?
Yeah. And the fan's like, bet.
Bet, exactly.
They say, no, this is probably just some weird, like, you know, eldritch nonsense. I wouldn't put too much stock in it.
Ugh. Do we want to try... Keep shaking my head. Do we want to try this fucking trapdoor?
Remember when Tartar's shadow became three-dimensional?
What?
Yeah. That was fun.
Like, it was, like, literally, like, less than an hour ago. We were downstairs and Tartar's shadow became three-dimensional.
Yeah.
I feel like... We've been doing this floor by floor, so we shouldn't go up. We should clear the floor, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there a way we can block it so nothing can come down without making a hullabaloo?
Put the candlestick under the trap door.
Sure.
Put a little glass jar on top of the candlestick.
Oh, sure. Between here and the gallery, you can pile things that would, like, block the trap door.
Sweet.
Perfect.
Cool.
Okay, where to next?
Stabby, where do you want to go?
What? You're asking the sword?
Yeah.
Is that another secret room?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, check for secret doors. That's a good point.
Mm.
Scabby will point itself that way. If you open that room, you see a bed with an ornately carved frame, a wardrobe, a writing desk, and a leather chair. And a fireplace stands along the east wall.
Oh, I'm so tired. I'll run over and lay on the bed.
Oh,
jump on it.
Oh no, it's a bed of smothering.
I know, right?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You lay on the bed?
My bruised butt.
Oh. You looking for anything in here?
We were wondering if maybe there could be a secret room here, so I think we were going to search both the meditation chamber and this room for
Sounds
secret.
Good. Whoever wants to make an investigation check.
I'll just investigate the bed.
Yeah, 17.
Thanks.
7.
7.
11. Sora, you... find a secret button on the headboard.
Nice. So you're wallowing around in the head, in the bed, and I'm like, just...
There's nothing here.
Excuse me, just...
Okay.
I push it.
You press it. It slides open.
Nice.
Or the bed slides to the side. And there is a hidden closet.
Yay.
Cool.
Why would you hide in the closet?
That's right.
Why would you hide a closet?
This closet contains clothing on hooks and shelves and assortment of footwear. Y'all want an outfit change? Grab it here.
Montage!
Yeah.
I'll get some fancy shoes.
Are the clothes in here better than what I'm wearing?
I mean, it depends on taste. I feel like in terms of like how fancy or expensive it is, like,
yeah.
It's the same.
Oh, okay.
You know how like... Cool. Cultists usually hide like their evil clothing in this room. I like to imagine that these cultists are so out in the open. This is like where their like nice Sunday best is.
Yeah, this is where they're normal.
Their pastels.
Yeah, their pastels. Yeah.
Their Easter hats. Yeah. Church hats.
Church hats. Yes.
You're in Gucci. This is Prada. Same, just different preference.
Different preference. Fair enough.
On a small table sits an iron lockbox.
Ooh. Who's got sticky fingers? Gilly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you make a... thieves' tool check.
Okay.
Stick those fingers in.
Where did I put those thieves' tools?
If you are proficient, that will be your...
Yeah, let me check. I'm picking a lock.
Mm-hmm.
And so I roll?
Are you proficient with these tools in your
How would I know?
It should be under a different menu. It'll be
proficiencies.
Oh shit. Yeah, under proficiencies, so there should be an option. Sorry.
Oh no, that's okay.
Whatever that menu for your character sheet is. Ah. It might.
Sorry, I'm not great at this.
I can help actually take a mind break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, okay, yeah. Keep
those. Okay, 14. You spend a few minutes on it. It is a little tough, but you do manage to get it open.
Yeah.
And you find a... you find a pin that looks like it's probably worth 125 gold.
P-I-N or P-E-N?
P-I-N. A pin, sorry. an amethyst cloak pin shaped like an eye. That is 125 gold pieces. And a ring of jumping.
Ooh.
A ring of jumping. Yes.
Must toss me.
How high can I jump with it?
Oh, a ring of jumping does something.
I like to imagine you open the lockbox and you're like, hey guys, I found this ring of jumping. We're like, hey, have you always been wearing that very fancy pin?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom gave it to me.
My amethyst pin. Gilly opened the lockbox.
You've asked me about this before.
What was it?
A pin worth 125 gold pieces. And a ring of jumping.
Just a ring of jumping.
Ring of jumping. Ooh, I already have the pin.
Finally jump. Nobody could jump in this world before.
I try to put the ring on it and won't let me wear it because white men, as you all know, cannot jump.
You're not a man.
What am I, a boy?
Well, you're not a human.
White humans can't jump.
basically, you can cast the first level wizard spell jump as a bonus action.
Okay, cool.
So you can leap forward 30 feet, 10 feet backward, or 10 feet straight up with a 2-foot arc for every 10 feet traveled or something like that. The ring can be used 4 times a day.
Okay.
According to Google, but we can see the actual specs on the end.
Yeah.
Not if you would like to take it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's it for this room, though.
Sweet.
Shall we move on?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one?
To the south.
Yep.
To the south.
Oh, we'd have to go out into this balcony then, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, let's just cut a hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. You
can't. Going to the balcony, I look down, it's my rolled up owlbell rug still there.
Yes, it is. And it looks slightly more defrosted.
Oh, good.
For a minute.
Yeah, if we wanted to defrost more, I could throw some fire at it.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Okay, just let me know.
In the next room, you see a bathroom with raise the marble tub.
This one?
I need a minute, you guys.
No, it's not that one.
No?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay.
The next one, you can label as student quarters. So it looks like it's abandoned.
Nice save.
It looks like it was occupied, like kind of like in like a room dormitory,
mm-hmm.
Probably people who were practicing their studies.
Mm. Are there any personal effects in here? Or is it just the...
You do find a spell book. Ooh. And it's a
skull book?
Spell book. A spell book that looks like a skull. Because it's edgy. Everyone here is it contains comprehend language, detect magic, detect thoughts, identify, mage armor, misty step, Tasha's hideous laughter, and unseen surfers.
Wow. And this is a wizard spell book, I assume. So none of us can use these spells.
You cannot.
Can sell it.
However, but that's it for this room.
On to the next.
The next one is a bathroom with a raised marble.
This one in the corner?
Alright, now I do need a minute.
No, apparently not that one either. I'm so
sorry. Oh no!
That one is more. Actually, that was just a regular bathroom. Yeah, we're gonna say it was a bathroom. It's not as fancy as what I started describing. It's a bathroom for the students.
Nice.
Because they need to pee, and this module did not account for the fact that multiple people need a bathroom on the same floor. Okay.
Do you want to hold out for a fancier one?
No! Too late!
If you continue, you're staying on this floor.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna go back around.
Mm-hmm.
What you will find over there is an empty office, and so let me just make sure I'm getting this right. An empty office and Marcos's office.
Okay. I'm gonna. Is the empty office? Like, I mean, like, is it like an empty room, or is there just like, you know, like desks and stuff, but doesn't seem to be in use?
Nothing but dust and cobwebs. You see the remainder of like scuffs from which looks probably like. Furniture.
And we have to go through the empty office to get to Marcus's office.
Yeah. And did the other person, did Zala say that Marcos would sleep in his office sometimes? Or that was...
I don't think it was in his office. I think it was down in the temple or something.
Yeah.
But he...
Yeah,
in his office or in the sleeping in the temple. Okay, then.
No trouble, okay?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Okay, but thank you.
When you reach Marcus's office, it's like a black wooden desk.
Ooh. Edgy.
Ebonwood.
Find the dicks.
With a cushioned, high-backed chair behind it. Presumably also black. Two smaller chairs face a desk with their backs to the door. There is a niche in the northeast corner containing a wooden black file cabinet.
Oh, like a niche?
Thank you. A niche.
What'd you call me?
Niches get stitches. See, that's... He must have... I don't think this kind of wood grows anywhere around here. It must have cost him a small fortune to import the wood for this desk.
He seems like a rich asshole.
Think it'll fit in your bag of holding?
No!
Worth a shot.
If you take off
I open
the
it, I'm like...
I don't know what it... Can it stretch?
No. Bags of holding don't stretch, right? This is me, Caitlin.
Oh, Chris doesn't think so, no. But,
okay.
But my character is
a
bit of an idiot, so...
I just don't know. I'm like, does it? Should it?
Anyway, I'm gonna say, does somebody with a better head for words when I look through that filing cabinet.
Have we confirmed, like, that he's not turned around in the chair?
As you ask those things, turns around with a cat.
A white Persian cat. Yeah. The only white thing in this office.
Oh, well, we can't hit him now. He's got a
cat.
But you can look through, and you find, like, correspondences. Mm-hmm. Most of them are, like, sealed.
I'll fucking open those. Oh. Some silence after I said that.
No, I was just thinking.
Okay.
I was just thinking. And since I have my things, I'm gonna tell you between sessions what you find.
Love it. Love it. I will take it.
But you can gather that it's between Marcos and other nobles, Marcos and other mages.
Okay.
From Vesperos and kind of all over.
Okay. Anything else interesting on the desk?
I was going to say, while you're rifling through that, I was going to rifle through the desk.
My calligrapher supplies, but pretty much
it. Oh, really?
Do I find a fancy pen? Do I find a fancy pen?
Take that shit.
Find really fancy pens. And I guess I'm
Is it really nice paper and nice ink, though? Like, wizarding supplies? Because I will take that for sale later. Because that stuff's worth money.
Any hidden drawers in the desk I can find?
No, it seems like a regular old desk, except that it's really fancy. Although, if you really want, you can break it down IKEA style.
Wait, this isn't a fancy desk at all. Look. It's held together with Allen screws.
Yeah. It's still got the label A on it.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I go up to lean on it and it goes, just the slightest. No, not a good desk.
This game is actually you all just stealing furniture and decor.
Yeah.
IKEA presents a D&D adventure.
IKEA presents.
Oh, yeah. In the room, you find a calyx filled with items.
They would, too.
An IKEA dungeon.
Oh my god, I do kind of want to make an IKEA dungeon now. It's literally just, I'm just going to take the layout of an IKEA store.
Which is horrific if you put monsters in it.
Exactly.
That's not
and then
okay.
Just turn it into a dungeon.
Yeah.
Which Billy bookshelf will be
on? Which one of these 87 bookshelves is actually a mimic.
You get chased by a sklompin. Roll for initiative.
Sklompin.
This is second floor. You've seen every room there.
All
right.
Alley-oop.
I guess, like, Marcos's office really didn't have much, except for that correspondence, which...
Mm. Do we know... Did we mark which room has the... Oh, yeah. That, the ritual room. Is that the one with the hook hands? Okay.
Well, and the trap door.
Yeah, should we go with the trap door?
I think so, because we cleared everything else, right?
Well, I mean, the trap door goes there, and this stairwell goes here. I
think we should check the trap door in case there's a hidden room above, like between floors.
But we have the layout there.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to you. I'm just thinking a trap door would be easier, like if somebody wanted to dump bunch of oil on us or something, that would be...
Yeah, I still like the spiral staircase because we can...
Yeah, I think you had a good point earlier about it being a little more safe for us to go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We can also check it from the other side.
I need to know what's under or beneath that trapdoor. That's what I need to know. So, once we get up there.
We should remove the stuff that's blocking it then.
Well, it's just blocking it from somebody coming down, right? Because I just want to open it and see if it goes directly through or if there's a room underneath between floors. Because there's a lot of secret rooms here. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you like to do?
We're going to go back to here and go up to there.
You go back to the stairs and you start heading up. You arrive in this space and it seems just to be, not necessarily like a gallery, but just kind of like a waiting, sitting space.
A common room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, parlor.
There's nothing really in it.
We're in the Gryffindor common room?
Oh, no.
Common room?
That's a big one.
It's almost bad. Oh. Would you like to continue?
Yes. It was bigger, so it was more sour.
So it looks like we only have one room off the common room?
Yes. So you go out there.
And this is like a hallway?
It's a hallway.
Is there a rug?
There is no rug. However...
Uh-oh.
I was going to say, it's metagaming right now. Just to gauge how people are feeling, because... Either way, do you want to fight anything? Not.
I mean, always, myself, but I understand that we're getting it. 7 o'clock, I don't know how long,
I know. And I only ask because this place, or this mansion is taking a lot longer than I anticipated.
They always do.
Yeah. So, I don't know, how are you feeling?
Is this monster going to get me a level?
You guys are fighting a lot of things. If you want to take...
We can always fight. We'll do it quick.
Okay.
Well, we could also just be friends with everyone and amass an army.
Yeah.
Well, we did try that a couple times, and it hasn't worked so far.
Well,
we
could
keep
the DM
dying.
Could make it happen.
I mean, we did print a sword, so.
The DM True. Is balancing a lot of priorities here. Me, I want blood all the time.
I mean, if you can convince.
I need to get you a shirt that just says blood for the blood god.
I can make myself a shirt. Blood for fucking, yeah.
No,
make myself a shirt. Look, I can do anything.
You can honor the cock. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, cock honor.
Yeah. Blood for the blood god.
Fascinating.
Huh.
Oh, really?
Okay,
yeah, we can do this. Instead of two per character, we're gonna do a swarm. Okay, you open this.
Mm.
And
I'm sorry, did you say swarm?
Yep.
Okie doke. Nokie doke.
Yep. You see a swarm of sturges.
Oh, sturges.
I would describe it to you, but don't want to right now.
They're like giant mosquitoes, right?
Okay. Please roll.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Okay,
15 to 20. 19.
Yep, also
18. 19.
Who's got higher dex?
I think you do.
I do.
What's your dex?
Mm.
For no reason.
16. No reason.
And then... Do you want Stabby in or not?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah. Come on in, Stabby.
No, Stabby. If Stabby dies, though...
I will mourn him and get a tattoo in remembrance of him.
That will be a regular sword, okay. What did you get, Gilly?
17.
Ooh, nice.
We all went really high. So savvy.
Sorry, Gilly.
Okay. Aiko, it is your turn.
I'm going to be really ineffective against this woman.
You know what's really funny? I'm looking at my spells. I'm also extremely ineffective. I don't have any AoEs. Not a single fucking one.
Try to remember my swarm rules. You know, I think they make some resistance to piercing, bludgeoning, and stabbing damage. I think magical damage still hits them fine, though. So I'm going to say, swarm of Sturges. And I'm going to extend a hand and shoot just this sort of phosphorescent-looking wisp of what looks to be almost like moss shoots from my hand. And
ooh, moths?
Moths.
Sick. Okay.
I'm casting Starry Wisp at the swarm.
Yes. Go for it.
Natural one.
Oh, no! You said that natural so positively.
It's been a while since I wisped. And as a bonus action, I am going to.
So I think you would all be experienced with now to know that, like, in your with the storm, they kind of like function as like one entity.
So, yeah. Mm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I will have Nuta fly over and try to bite them.
Go for it.
DC 10.
That is not hit.
Okay. I'm going to hang out. I'm adjacent to everybody here, right? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yes. Gilly is 10 feet from me. Oh, sorry, you're in the middle. My bad. Thank
just
you.
Where I should be. All right.
Okay, Carter.
Because of that and the swarm being one, would this cleave not apply? Totally cool if not. I just want it. Check my options.
I'm gonna say, because there's so many of them there, you can treat it as if there are multiple creatures.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
Then I'll attack with my great axe. Oh, fiddlesticks. 11?
That does not hit.
What? Okay.
Oh my goodness. Well, 11 doesn't hit.
You don't have these in space, of course.
I don't like this. That's it.
Okay. Sora.
Yeah. Guess what I'm gonna do? Sorceress Burst. Shocking everyone. Ooh, that's probably gonna hit. 23.
That hits.
Nice. I'm gonna get it right eventually. Yeah, 3 points of damage. Cantrips suck before you hit fifth level.
Anything else
around
the magic room?
Nope.
Okay, the Sturges are gonna go, and what they are going to do is go in and occupy the same like space as you want. I'm just gonna put it there, but.
Interesting.
I guess not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Sorry, never mind. It's going to occupy Tartar spot there. And
mm-hmm.
Actually, is Sora where am I?
You're right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right there.
It's
just gonna be right there. I'm just gonna go. Matthew kind of flies around and buzzes. That's horrible. 11 to hit.
Negative.
Nice.
An AC 18 for a sorcerer is crazy.
Okay, it is actually, it did occupy your space. You are grappled.
Am I?
Yeah.
Reaction! Krail's rupture!
So far.
I'm excited! That's super exciting. That's a second level spell, but it's super fun.
That's very cool.
I make a slicing motion with my finger and I immediately break the grapple of the creature grappling me, magically entering their body and exiting them on the other side.
Okay, you're entering the swarm.
Buy a Sturge form of drink first.
Must make a con saving throw. My DC is 15. And
the 6.
Voice. 3d12 necrotic damage, or half as much on a successful save. That's so much damage. 3d12. Fuck. Oh, that's a 12.
Ooh.
12, 15, 19 damage. Shit.
Okay.
That's so much damage. What is that?
Oh, okay. Not only is there this swarm, it is also a bloody swarm.
Yeah!
Blood spraying everywhere.
As the Brits would say, a bloody swarm!
It's a bloody swarm!
Gilly.
If I did animal friendship, would it just work for one, or could I count the whole swarm as one beast?
They're not
animals.
Oh, they're not?
Yeah, they're little monstrosities.
Well, never mind.
They should be animals.
I like that Gilly has animal friendship, though.
Yeah.
Something her and Aiko can bond over.
Can't wait for you to adopt more.
What if I did sleep? Would I be able to get the whole swarm?
You would know this, like, swarm is in an end, get all of them, and in, like, logistics-wise, it's immune to, like, the condition.
Okay. Let me continue to think creatively. I think I will do Vicious Mockery.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they must save on or they must succeed on a Wisdom saving throw.
Huh.
11.
That does not hit.
Okay, how would you like to mock this swarm?
Yeah.
Mosquito monstrosities. This is really
I mean, what are you even doing? Can you even do things on your own? You have to bring friends along?
Codependent ass swarm.
Codependent ass bitches.
Okay, roll damage.
Okay, thank
they
you.
They seem offended.
It's a d6, yeah.
Yeah.
And they get disadvantage in their next attack.
And I don't add anything to it, right?
No.
2.
Okay.
Still felt good.
Yeah.
Their morale is lowered. Yeah.
Come get him, Stabby.
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 What's Stabby gonna do?
Stabby's gonna...
Stabby's gonna stab.
Honestly? Stabby.
Let's
no,
see.
Stabby.
Gonna dab.
They're gonna stab. Stabby gets a 21 to hit.
Nice. Oh, hi, sir.
Stabby.
Stabby has joined the table. Oh, it's a bummer.
Two slashing damage.
Happens to the best of us, Stan.
You got a sharp corner in your dice box, Sephrodo.
It's all in the cheeks. Feels so good.
Okay, and then Stabby is going to get the fuck away.
God, dice.
Fly by attack.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay,
I go. I just look at Stabby and just they grow up so quick.
What?
All right, I'm going to try to...
Such big purrs.
Yeah. Try stabbing into the swarm and see if that goes better for me.
Stab and paved it away.
22?
Nice, that it did go better.
Alright. And I have to add a little electrical bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
For a... gosh, that's rough. Total of 7 points of damage.
Will you split your...
Yes, it is 5 piercing... Or 5, sorry, 5 slashing and 2 electrical.
Okay, this swarm is like... most of this swarm has just sort of like fallen... Fallen, but the swarm is still swarming harder. Oh, sorry.
Oh, and then I'm going to hit it with the back end.
Nice. Go ahead. Sorry.
AC 23.
That hits.
And that is another 6 points of bludgeoning.
Are you adding your magic weapon?
7 points of bludgeoning.
What about the prior?
It would have been another point on the prior one, but I'm guessing if it's being reduced, it wouldn't have made a difference.
Mm.
Okay, Carter.
He's so happy.
I'm going to attack.
This was a swarm of 36 of them. There are 5 left.
Nice!
That's a 23.
That hits.
You can do it. Oh, that's
10.
A good roll.
How do you do this?
Yeah.
I wait until they're perfectly aligned. And then I...
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
Nice. And that.
I'm like, wow, well struck, Tartar. That would have been like a high score.
Takes you out of combat. There.
Yay!
Reminds me of this game I play with my friends sometimes where we just throw a fruit at each other and try to slice it in half in the air.
Oh my god. Okay. That takes you.
And by my friends, I mean the raccoons that live in the woods.
I didn't say it, but in my head I was like, what friends? I didn't say that. Takes you out of combat there. Where would you like to go?
Left, upper left.
Do we want to do the upper right so that Izzy can check on that trap door?
Oh, yeah. I thought we were...
We're here.
We're in the hallway. Okay. Well, let's cover that one behind us before... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's just continue in our logical progression.
So which one is it?
The one next to the stairwell.
This one.
Thank you.
Loving his life right now.
He has a really good life.
Need to brush him.
Yeah, I'll brush him today.
It's summertime.
You?
He really needs to get shaved.
Go in. It's Double like, two. It's a storage room. There's nothing in it.
Okay. Nothing being stored?
No.
What a waste
You've
of room.
You've not given us enough cool things, Joe.
I could give you...
No.
But I am tired.
Yeah, right?
On to the next. You could always be like, then there's a magic sleeping spell and you all fall asleep and we'll pick up there next time.
Right?
Fine.
All right. Assuming we're good for another room, we'll head up this way.
Yeah.
We go there. It is a...
bathroom.
That is an L-shaped bathroom.
Oh, that's
wow.
That is the master bath. It is a super fancy one.
Wait, this one room has the trap door in it? Is the master bathroom?
Yep.
Creepy.
Shit's weird. I was surprised by that too. They have running pipes. There's hot water. There's cold water. There are 4 bottles of perfume and scented oils. Worth
25
gold pieces each.
Mm.
Let's take those.
Ambergris, y'all.
Yeah, right?
Ambergris?
Yeah, it's,
the whale.
It's whale spit.
Whale vomit? That's what they use for a lot of high-end perfumes.
Yeah.
It's,
but only after it's been floating in the ocean, and then it gets this really, I guess, lovely smell that people put into perfumes.
It's literally worth more than its weight in gold.
Wow, fascinating. That's what it has in it.
Cat breathing through its
nose.
Not just
whale,
it's Kindori.
Alright, so this whole L-shaped room
is a
ornate bathroom.
Yes, it is a bath.
So I'm like, Izzy,
I'm not even fudging that. That's just literally
Izzy, I think truly the most sanity leeching thing about this place is that they have a trap door in their bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, I opened the trap door. Does it just go straight down to the next to the room below?
Didn't we block it?
No tricksies. Well, we put a bunch of stuff so that somebody came through to make noise.
Into the meditation room. That's weird.
Right?
That's weird.
Right. Well, I guess after a poop, you can just drop right down.
So you can meditate in the relaxation.
Or in case the meditation gets something going.
Or if that bathroom's real stinky, you're like, yoink, and just you can get out.
All the little incense in the meditation room rises.
No, there you go, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
I pocket the very fancy perfumes and potions. Mm-hmm.
I must say, I feel like this very nice meditation / bathroom weird situation. If you do want to rest, you can, but you don't have to. But where are you going?
I feel like since we know this is the baddie, we should go back, because we have to go back out here, right? We should do this, and then this, and then this.
Agreed.
Yeah? Unless there's a baddie hiding in that room.
It is 7:30, and you seem tired. Do we want to call him?
I do.
Okay. I am also getting sleepy because it is hot. And we figured out what the trapdoor is. And we had one last fight. More fighting!
We will call it here. When you go in, you will find out what is in that room.
Woo-hoo.
It's just rugs everywhere. That's what it's gonna be.
Just all rugs.
So we're not playing next week, right?
Correct.
And not the week after, because I'll be gone.
Yes.
Oh, where are you going?
New York.
Oh, nice. How long are you there?
10 days. Eileen and Amy are going too, so I was like, you know what? There's no reason for me not to go.
Right? You don't have to worry about a job anymore.
Yeah. Next week off, and then, freelancers for the rest of us the week after that. Then 2 weeks of D&D, and then 3 weeks of freelancers or something else similar. Run out of freelancers to do, I think. I think there's only 3 modules left that we haven't done.
In freelancers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's short.
Comes with 5.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can replay them because, if you just make different choices.
No. But they are pretty replayable, yeah.
Sweet.
Sweet. Thank you. Again.